Amazing things happening, but first, time for the news.
Jacka News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Johannesburg 26, Pretoria and Rustenburg 30, Mumbela 29 degrees. International Relations Minister Naledi Pandor has called for restraint amid escalating tensions between Israel and Iran. The prolonged Israel-Palestinian conflict heightens concerns of escalating violence across the region. Pandor underscores the importance of addressing challenges faced by Palestinians.
The most important issue is the safety and life of the people of Palestine. And we've always said we don't want to see an escalation of hostilities. The world doesn't need it. What we need is peace, stability and security to ensure that this tragedy is brought to an end.
Celebrity bodyguard Anwar Khan was granted bail of 200,000 rand in an Eastern Cape magistrate's court yesterday. Khan, the owner of the Pentagon Group, was arrested over the Easter long weekend along with 14 others in connection with the Fortean University fraud and corruption case. He will join 20 other suspects, including former employees and service providers, in the dock on the 9th of May when the matter returns to court. For more, go to jackarandfm.com and click on news. To the Western Cape now, where Kaizer Chiefs soccer star Luke Flairs will be laid to rest today. Flairs was shot and killed during a hijacking at a filling station in Honeydew, Johannesburg earlier this month. Six men have since been arrested in connection with his murder. They appeared in the Roodepoort Magistrates Court yesterday and the matter was postponed to next Thursday. Now, the families of some of the accused insist police have arrested the wrong people, as Masa Chaba Sefularo reports.
While details of the case have not been ventilated in court, the father of one of the accused, who asked not to be named, is adamant that his son was not involved in any shooting. He wants to know if there's video footage from the filling station where Luke Flairs was killed that places his son at the scene of the crime.
My question is, where is the footage and what was it used for if the children are now being charged for the wrong thing?
Some family members say they cannot deny that the men may have tampered with Flairs' vehicle after they allegedly found it abandoned, but they insist they should rather be charged for that and not his murder. Masa Chaba Sifularo for Jacaranda FM News.
Namibia is grappling with a severe drought across large parts of the country. The lives of many animals are in danger. Here's Agriculture, Water and Land Reform Minister Kali Schletvin.
I believe the predictions are that the maize crop will be much, much lower than last year. So will be the mango crop. So we will have to import staples and grains to avoid food insecurity. And we will see a reduction in agricultural output. And that is not good at all.
And finally, about a quarter of British children aged between 5 and 7 years old now have a smartphone. That's according to a study conducted by the UK communications regulator. The findings come as parents have started to push back against the trend of giving younger children access to devices. I'm Chanel, September Mornings on Afrikaans at 11.
Thank you very much, Chanel. It's me, Felicity Reekin, coming to you live. It's a CTM 40, actually Top 40, coming to you live from Meatwood in Geduld Springs. Let's get straight into it, because this week, it is a banger. You're listening to Jacaranda FM.
The camera's rolling.
Your Insta-fam in living color.
Follow our pics and posts at
Jacka Breakfast all morning and at Jacka FM all day. The CTM Top 40
Baby.
Is proudly brought to you by CTM. You deserve a beautiful home. Number 40.
I keep my worries to myself, but it's alright. I don't like to bother no one else. But late at night when I think about everything that's happened in the dark, and my mind keeps telling me I'm gonna fall apart, I keep my worries to myself. Put so much pressure on myself, but it's alright. I close my eyes and hold my breath, but late at night my anxiety never seems to wanna go away. Back again in the morning when I wake up every day, I close my eyes and hold my breath.